Good morning, good afternoon. We will start our class with our normal procedure, and hopefully there'll be more people coming. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Geduat Shemincha, Tati, Sera, Alchet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Kaharenu, Nora, Ufreshayan, Sintet Num, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shim, Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sidkatcha Tamid Gam Leib Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Bero Tucha Nael Adata Het Chuf Bet Tet Dunayim Yachid Geyeh Hapene Zokre Kirushata Yud Gimelamet Pezayan Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatsiakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufal Tariyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Lechanun, Erech Apayim, Rav Chesed Be'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Notzayawon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. It is from Parasha Yitro, Pasuk 29, and we'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'yachta L'shem Yud He Bavav He Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanenei Aleinu Maasei Yadenu Kanenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Deka Amatar Tane Nam Dekuja Perichu Koma Deaved Leela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Veleid lach mila bialma Divae barnash Ledach yalea Mineya ulan haga Beya kalana Dehakulu ovada Tikshoti nun Wikola ipsterich Bialma. The energy of the year 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon vayichal vayavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo na tamar ahoti udlabev le'enei shetei levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse connecting to the energy of this year is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, la donai yohe wahe, we ata nasata, awon chatati sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, also the year of the wake-up call, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse connecting to the year 5777, the year of the wake-up, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim Badonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The second verse connecting to this year, this energy, it's the next year, the year 5776, known as the year of the pause, that has two verses that connect to its energy also. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'o yachlu lahavshit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim. Ki ha'levim yishre levav leitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hehehe Aka'a. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu va'adonai Yo, he, wa, he, a, de, a, ki, bi, a, yo, he, Adonai, yo, he, wa, he, tsur, o, la, mi. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy of swallowing death forever. The first is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamachavoya Asher Yitabe Sham Wishaltem Eli El Naho Wehalakti Ethem Wehayim Yeshno Varets Behipasti O To Bekol Alfe Yehuda. And the third is from Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo lanetsa yo beid roav yo mruayo. The verse, the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam ka'ka v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'andoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God. We do this by utilizing the tool of speaking the letter's name out loud with their root vowel in sequence.
Hey Zayo Alada La Awa He He Ya Yozala Me Be He He Re Yo He Ko Me La Awa Ka La Yo La Wa Wa Pe He La Nu La Ha Yo 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 Me La He 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 Wa Nu Ta He He A A Yo Re Ta Shi A He Rayo yo awa me laka be washire yo he wa la he he kawako me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yoza he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa ala are yo ashila me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me ta re, wa me be yo he he, a nu wa me he yo, ta me be nu me nu ko, a yo wa he be wa. Way I hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names of God that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. We will utilize the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta. Hey hey yo anu da la hey wam hey me ya yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo me hey me me la a la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo hey yo me nu hey 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 wa. shiahe. Re la yo awa me, la yo be wa he re. Do yo wa la he he ka ako me du da. Do anu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. He shi he me ka ha, wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo, a la me ka he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, a la wa me za yo. Da me, da he be, me ka ko a la a he. Hey, wa ra re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, this 25th day of Tammuz. Rabbi Meir Halevi of Apta, the son of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Aaron Brachia of Modena. We will also, as our normal pattern, on Sunday's classes, we add the Tzaddikim who will be connecting to this day that starts tonight, the 26th day of Tammuz. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Moshe Patia, and Rabbi Raphael Otana. And the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Today's class could be found, the handout for today's class can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link under the section Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, which is maybe a quarter of an inch from the bottom. And the link is titled The Preparation for Tisha B'Av. What is the meaning of Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av translates as the ninth day of Av. To understand the ninth of something, one must understand the something. What is the month of Av? Av is the fifth Hebrew month, counting from Nisan. It is the 11th Hebrew month, counting from Rosh Hashanah. We will discuss both of these aspects below. Initially, it is important to have a concept of the meaning and energy of the month of Av. As discussed on the blog, 5 relates to the Sephirah of Hod. When counting from Chesed, which is the highest of the 7 lower Sephirot, Hod, which translates as beauty, thankfulness, appreciation, is the essential energy of appreciation and thankfulness. Hod also relates to the idea of spiritual manifestation or malchut of the spiritual frame. This is showing us all of the energy of a spiritual concept without being limited by any aspect of the physical world of illusion. In essence, Hod represents the energy of the gift of the Torah.
at a higher level than the physical manifestation of the Torah, the written Torah, that we received from Mount Sinai. The energy of 11 is connected both to the incense on the positive side and to the negative tree on the negative side. Actually, they are both unified, although it is very difficult to accept and perceive this truth. There are 11 components to the incense. The Hebrew word ketoret, incense, which translates as incense, comes from the shoresh or the root meaning to get close. Why are there 11 components of the incense? To show the complete structure of the 10 sephirot, plus the negative system as the 11th component. On the negative tree, there are 11 aspects as well. The 10 negative sephirot, plus the spark of light that is caught in the klipot, or the negative system. Do you see the similarity? Now that we have some connection to the month of Av, let us look at the meaning of the ninth day. Nine connects to the sephirah of wisdom, or chachma, when we count up from the bottom, and the sephirah of yesod when we count down from the keter. Yesod is thought of as the sexual parts and also the support structure, similar to the spine. Actually, the root of yesod is creativity. The male sexual organ has two components, the crown and the stem. The male sexual organ also demonstrates this duality by bringing forth the highest revelation of light, the ability to bring forth a child by issuing sperm, and the lowest of spewing forth waste products, which we call urine. Internally, these are two different systems, yet they issue from the same orifice. This is the energy of Yesod. One of our tasks is to unify these two different essences in our lives. This day of Tisha B'Av is one of these opportunities during the year to do this. The history. According to Kabbalah, every day of the lunar year has a specific energy, a specific angel, and a specific negative mitzvah. The purpose of this angel is to incite people to actually do the negative mitzvah. The effect of this is to transfer the energy that the human could have received for not doing this mitzvah to the angel. This is his motivation for causing you to do the negative action. The mitzvah that is involved with the ninth of Av is the mitzvah of do not do to others what you do not want done to yourself. Of course, this is the negative of the positive mitzvah of V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Love your neighbor as yourself. The angel who receives the energy when he is successful in having you do something to another person that you do not want to have done to you is the Satan. Please note that almost everything comes under this set of conditions. As an example, there are people who would not want you to pray during the day since they want you to do something else with them. Thus, praying comes under this do not do mitzvah. Studying is also under this do not do mitzvah, since sometimes someone wants you to do something with them while instead of you studying Torah. If one thinks about this, every action that someone does at any time, there is always a connection to this do not do to someone else what you do not want done to you. This is one of the reasons that the five major restrictions are recommended by the Kabbalists to apply to this day. What are these five restrictions? Do not eat or drink. Why are we afflicting ourselves with this restriction? Don't we want all of our neighbors to eat and enjoy their food during the day? The answer is yes, we do, except that I may want them to play at the moment. They are wanting to eat. That is why we are told to fast. The energy from these meals will go to the satan as part of the spiritual system described above. Of course, that is why we do not eat that day, this day, the ninth of Av, to deny satan any energy from our actions of eating. Another restriction, number two, do not have sexual intimacy during this day. Why not? Do we not want our neighbor to enjoy the sexual intimacy? Of course we do. Yet there are times when the other partner is not in the mood. Thus the energy from this action would go to Satan this day. To avoid this, we avoid sexual intimacy this day. The third restriction, do not wash your bodies. This is something that gives pleasure to the body. Any form of pleasure is causing the energy to go to the satan. Thus, we avoid this action. Of course, we wish pleasure to all people. Yet there can be times when we do not wish pleasure that is not earned by the person. The fourth restriction, do not perform or oil your bodies. This is again giving pleasure to the body and to the sense of smell. Do not wear leather shoes. Many people have great difficulty understanding this restriction. Leather comes from a cow. The skin of a cow has a large desire to receive. We do not want to strengthen the desire to receive on this day, since that will give additional energy to Satan. This is the reason for this restriction. Additional customs. Torah study is forbidden on Tisha B'Av, as it is considered a spiritually enjoyable activity. Except for the study of distressing texts, such as the Book of Lamentations, the Book of Job, portions of Jeremiah, and chapters of the Talmud that discuss the laws of mourning. The synagogue, prior to the commencement of the evening services, the parochet is removed or drawn aside, lasting until after the fast day. The parochet is the curtain or screen that normally covers and adorns the Aron HaKodesh, containing the Torah scrolls. This is to symbolize the revelation of the Mashiach, as the ninth day is his birthday. The ninth day of Av is the birthday of Mashiach. According to the Rima, it is customary to sit on low stools or on the floor, as is done during the Shiva period, when someone has lost a loved one. From the meal immediately before the fast, the Sulda Hamak Seket until noon. We sitting on the floor from before the start of the fast, right after we have had that last meal, until noon, but not the whole day of the ninth of Av. It is customary to eat a hard-boiled egg and also a piece of bread dipped into ashes during this meal before the ninth of Av. The Bet Yosef rules that the custom extends until one prays mincha, the afternoon prayer. The sitting on the floor is to ground the energy of the desire to receive for oneself alone. The non-Kabbalistic explanation is we are in mourning, and that is a sufficient reason to do this. Understand this idea of grounding the energy. When you sit on the floor, we ground our internal essence. And on any given day, the internal essence of a human being is a desire to receive for oneself alone. This is why we sit close to the floor, to ground that desire to receive for oneself alone, to remove it, because on this day, the energy of the day is causing us to have a greater insensitivity to others. If possible, work is avoided during this day. Electric lighting may be turned off or dimmed, and keynote is recited usually by candlelight. Some sleep on the floor or modify their normal sleeping routine by sleeping without a pillow, for instance. People refrain from greeting each other or sending gifts on this day. Old prayer books and Torah scrolls are often buried on this day. The custom is not to put on tefillin for the morning services of Tisha B'Av, and not a talit. Rather, only wear the personal talit katan without a blessing. At mincha services, the tzitzit and tefillin are worn with people proper blessings prior to donning them. The Kabbalists who view this day as a day of celebration do wear talit and tefillin as on a normal day. The Kabbalists also wear white, as this is the birth date of the Mashiach. The end of the fast. Although the fast ends at nightfall, according to tradition, the temple continued burning throughout the night and for most of the following day, the 10th of Av. It is therefore customary to refrain from eating meat, drinking wine, bathing, cutting hair, doing laundry, listening to music, making a Shekhianu blessing until the midday of the following day. That's noon, or on daylight savings time, it's 1 o'clock on the following day. When Tisha B'Av begins on Saturday night, the Havdalah ritual at the end of Shabbat is truncated, using a candle but no spices. Without a blessing over wine. After Tisha B'Av ends on Sunday evening, another Havdalah ceremony is performed with wine, without a candle or spices. The laws of Tisha B'Av are recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, literally the set table, a code of Jewish law, written by the Orach Chaim. Changes in the service. The scroll of Echa Lamentations is read in the synagogue during the evening services. Some also read it the next morning. The scroll is a prophecy by Jeremiah of the coming destruction of the temple and the city of Jerusalem. In addition, most of the morning is spent chanting or reading keynotes. Most bewailing the loss of the temples and the subsequent persecutions, but many others referring to post-exile disasters. These later keynotes were composed by various poets, often prominent rabbis, who had either suffered in the events mentioned or received reports. Important keynotes were composed by Elazar HaKalir and Rabbi Yudah HaLevi. After the Holocaust, keynotes were composed by the German-born Rabbi Shimon Schwab. This was done in 1959 at the request of Rabbi Yosef Brewer, and also by Rabbi Shlomo Halberstam, the leader of the Babo Chassidim. He did his in 1984. Since Israel's unilateral disengagement from Gaza, some right-wing segments of the religious Zionist community have begun to recite keynote to commemorate the expulsion of Jewish settlers from Gush Katif in the northern West Bank on the day after Tisha B'Av in 2005. In many Sephardic congregations, the Book of Job is read on the morning of Tisha B'Av. At the Mincha service, the Ashkenazim add a paragraph that begins, Nachem, console, to the conclusion of the blessing, Bonei Yerushalayim, who builds Jerusalem, recited during the Amidah. The prayer elaborates the mournful state of the temple in Jerusalem. The concluding signature of the blessing is also extended to say, Blessed are you, O Lord, who consoles Zion and builds Jerusalem. Various modern Orthodox rabbis have proposed amending Nachem as its wording no longer reflects the existence of a rebuilt Jerusalem under Israeli sovereignty. Chief Rabbi Shlomo Goren, for example, issued a revised wording of the prayer, and Rabbi Chaim David HaLevi proposed putting the prayer's verses relating to the temple's destruction into the past tense. However, such proposals have not been widely adopted. I am including the above comments that you begin to realize that Jewish prayer is not static, but designed to change over time to reflect the consciousness of the generation. This is not well understood by the teachings of the religious community. History of the day. This day is and was the most intense positive energy day of the year, or it was supposed to be. This is when the spies sent by Moses returned from the tour of the land. They reported Lashon Hara, evil speech, instead of reporting a happy, positive review of the land. Yet that was not the full extent of the problem that happened that day. The true problem was that the people allowed themselves to be persuaded to accept this Lashon Hara. That caused the energy of the day to be transformed from positive to negative. So throughout history, negative things happen on this day. Here are some examples. According to the Mishnah, five specific events occurred on the 9th of Av that warrant the fasting. Number one, the 12 spies sent by Moses to observe the land of Canaan, returned from their mission. Only two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, brought a positive report, while the others spoke disparagingly about the land. The majority report caused the children of Israel to cry, to panic and despair of ever entering the promised land. For this they were punished by Hashem, that their generation would not enter the land. Because of the Israelites' lack of faith, God decreed that for all generations this state would become one of crying and misfortune for their descendants. The first temple built by King Solomon in the kingdom of Judah was destroyed by the Babylonians, led by Nebuchadnezzar. After the siege in 587, and the Judeans were sent into the Babylonian exile. The second temple built by Ezra and Nehemiah was destroyed by the Romans in August of the Common Era, of the year 70 in the Common Era, scattering the people of Judea and commencing the Jewish exile from the Holy Land. According to the Talmud in Tractate Ta'anit, the destruction of the Second Temple began on the 9th of Av, and the temple continued to burn throughout the 10th of Av, although the fire diminished at noon on the 10th. The Romans crushed the Bar Kokhba revolt and destroyed the city of Betar, killing over 100,000 Jews on the 9th of Av in the year 132 of the Common Era. Following the Bar Kokhba revolt, Roman commander Turnius Rufus plowed the site of the temple and the surrounding area in the next year. There is a relationship between these five events and the five restrictions which relate to the five worlds. There are other calamities that have occurred on that same date in different years. Tisha B'Av has also come to be used as a date of mourning for other events that happened on different dates as well. The First Crusade officially commenced on August 15, 1096, killing 10,000 Jews in the first month and destroying Jewish communities in France and the Rhineland. A grand total of 1.2 million Jews were killed by this crusade that started on the 9th of Av. The Jews were expelled from England on July 25th, 1290. That was the 9th of Av. They were expelled from France on July 21st, 1306, the 9th of Av. The Jews were expelled from Spain on July 31st, 1492. This was also the launching date for Christopher Columbus and his search for the route to the east. What the result was the revealment of the Americas, which proved to be the saving of the Jewish world after the Shoah. Thus we can see the dual energy of Tisha B'Av as being the birth date of Mashiach. On August 2nd, 1941, SS Commander Heinrich Himmler formally received approval from the Nazi Party for the Final Solution. Almost 50% of the Jews on the face of the earth were captured and killed at that time. On the 9th of Av, in 1942, the mass deportation began of Jews from the Warsaw Ghetto en route to Treblinka. Most religious communities use Tisha B'Av to mourn the 6 million Jews who perished in the Holocaust, including special keynote composed for this purpose On the 10th of Av, two events took place. The Amia bombing of the Jewish Community Center in Buenos Aires took place, killing 85 and injuring 300 on Monday, July 18th, 1994, the 10th day of Av. Israel's unilateral disengagement plan evicted 8,000 Israelis from Gaza. This was on the 10th of Av. To understand the relationship between the 9th and 10th days of Av, we need to understand the cycle and dates of the destruction of the temples. On the 10th day of Tevet, the walls of Jerusalem were surrounded by the armies of Nebuchadnezzar. 18 months later, on the 17th day of Tammuz, the walls of Jerusalem were pierced by the army of Nebuchadnezzar. 3 weeks later, on the 9th of Av, the walls of the temple were pierced, and the fire started to burn the temple at noon on the 10th of Av. This was a sign that the tribe of Judah would not be destroyed, since Hashem allowed his house to be burned instead of the people. The Kabbalistic understanding of this day. The Kabbalists wear white on this day since they consider it a holiday. It is the birthday of Mashiach, and there is no destruction of the temple. This world is an illusion. In the reality world, the temple was never built by man. It was always waiting to be built by Hashem when he determines the time is right. A true Kabbalist can see the temple already in this physical world. At the same time, he sees the illusion of the current structures in its place. The Kabbalist does not mourn the destruction of the temple. He mourns the issue that the temple has not yet been revealed in Jerusalem. He awaits the revelation and celebrates the day of its coming. That is the metaphorical relationship to the birthday of Mashiach. There are five scroll chapters in the scroll of Echa, Lamentations. Each of these chapters follows the order of the Aleph Bet. The last chapter appears not to follow the Aleph Bet. These five chapters relate to the worlds. Since Malchut is not yet cleansed, the order of the Aleph Bet is not followed. Yet it is actually being followed by those who can see through the illusion. There is much to be learned from this day and its relationship to the holiday 6 days later, called Tu B'Av, euphemistically called the Jewish Valentine's Day. That is the end of the class. Does anyone have any questions? We also, as the custom this year on Sundays, the first day of the week, we will be reciting Tikkun Rachel as it is in the afternoon in many parts of the country. The Tikkun Rachel is available just above the location on the unique astrological times link that we found today's handout. When that page opens up, please scroll to page 3. The last line is where we will start the Tikkun Rachel. Remember, we are not mourning the destruction of the temple. We are mourning but the temple has not yet been rebuilt.
La shum la vele, siyon la tet, la hem pe'er, tachat efer.
We will now begin the doing, the confession.
Eloheinu ve'elohei avoteinu tavo lefanecha. Tefilateinu ve'altitalam mitchinateinu she'enanu azeh panim u'she'olef. Lomar lefanecha Adonai avoteinu tzadikim anachnu lo chatanu aval anachnu avoteinu hatanu ashamnu bagat nu gazal nu dibar nu dofi hevi nu veher shenu zad nu chamas nu hafal nu sheker yats nu ra kizav nu lats nu Maradu Giatsnu Sararnu Avinu Pashanu Tsararnu Kishinu Oref Rashanu Shahatnu Tavnu Tainu Tatanu sarnu b'mitzvotecha u'mimishpatecha ha'tovim v'lo shavalanu. V'ata tzadik al kol haba aleinu. Ki emet asita v'anachnu hirshanu manumar shoken shekachin alokal v'haniglotata yodea ata yodea Zaulam Vitalu Motsi Prekohai Atahokash Kohadre Vatelu Vohin Kalayo Wale Ein Dalvar Nelam Mimach Beni Star Mimineged Einecha uvechem Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Velohei Avoteinu Shetarachem Aleinu Vatim cholanu Al kol hatoteinu Utkaper lanu al kol avonoteinu v'timcho v'chislach lanu al kol peshayinu. Psalm 137. Al nacharot bavel sham yeshavnu Gam bakinu bezachreinu, etzion al aravim
Roto katalinu kino rotenu kisham shelunu shodenu bireni shir vitolalenu simcha shiru ladu nishir tzionech tashir et shir Adonai Yohei Wahe alad mat Nekar, im eshkachech Yerushalayim, tishkach yeminai, tidbak leshoni lechiki, im lo eskereki, im lo ale et Yerushalayim, arosh simchati, Zechor Adonai Yohei Wahe Livnei Edom Et Yom Yerushalayim Ha'omrim Aru Yaru Ad Chayusod Tavat Pavel Hashtuda Ashrei Sheshalem Lach et gemulech shenamalt lanu ashrei sheyochez v'nitpetz et olalayim el hasala. Psalm 79. Mizmor l'Asaf Elohim Baruch Goyim V'nachalat Echatimu Et Hekol Kadshecha Et Yerushalayim Le'im Natnu Et Nivlat Avadecha Ma'akaleof Hashamayim, Besar Hasidecha Lechaitel, Aretz, Shavku Damam, Kamayim, Sevivot, Yerushalayim, Ve'en Kover, Hayinu, Cherfa, Lishkeneinu, Le'agva keles, le'svivotenu, Adma Adonai Yohei Wahe, te'anav la'netzach, tivar kemo, ya'esh kinatecha, shafcha hamatcha, el ha'goim, Asher lo yedaucha Be'al mamlachot asher b'shimcha Lo karau Ki akal et Yaakov et navehu Hashamu Al tistar lanu Avonot rishonim Me'acher yikadnunu Rachamecha kidelonu Me'od Azreinu Elohei Yishenu Al devar kibod shemecha Behatzileinu vekaper Al hatotenu leman shimcha shemecha Lama yomru hagoyim maye Elohechem Yivada bagoyim Le'enenu nikmat dayim Avadecha hashabucha Tavo lefanecha En kat asir kenodel Zeroacha, Hotar Bene Temuta, Kehasha Lishkeninu, Shivataim, Hayakam Herkata Masher Herpucha, Adonai Vianachnu Amcha, Bitzon Miritecha, No Delecha, Leolam Lador Vador, Nisper Tehilatecha. The beginning of page 6 is the 5th chapter of Lamentations, as we've discussed. It is an allusion that it is not in the order of the alphabet. Zechor Adonai Elohei Wahei Mehayalanu Habita Ure Ed Herpateinu Nachalateinu Nehefke Lizarim Bateinu Linachriv Rin Yitomin Hayinu Ein Avinoteinu Ke alpanot me menu ke kesef shatatinu eisenu bimche yavo u al tivarenu nidare dachnu yaganu velochu nachlanu Mitzrayim netanu Yad Asher lishboach lachem avoteinu Chatau ve'ena ve'anachdu onoteihem Savalnu avadim ashlubanu Porek ein mi adam, benafshenu navio, lachmenu mifnei herev, hamidbar, oreinu ketanur nikbaru, mifnei zalafot ra'av, nasim betzion. Inu betulot bare Yehuda sarim beyadam neitzlu pene zakenim lo nechdaru bachudin mtechon nasau narim ein kashalu Zikenim mishar shevatu batkurim min ginatam shevat mishos libeinu nehepach leavel mecholeinu nafla teret losheinu O nalanu kichatanu, al zehaya haveve, libeinu alele hashku enenu, al hartzion sheshamayim, shualim hilku vo. Adonai Yohei Wahei Leolam Hateshev Kisacha Ledor Vador Lama Lametzanu Kasveinu Leorech Damim Hashiveinu Elecha Nashuvach Hadesh Yameinu Kekedem
Yishuvenu. Adonai lecha v'nashuvacha deshamedu kekedem. Habet mishamayim ule mizbukat shecha v'tifartach. Aye kinatcha atcha ugburotecha. Rachamecha elai titafatz titafaku ki ata avinu ki Abraham lo yaranu Bnei Yisrael lo yakiranu ata Adonai Yohewahe Avinu goaleinu me'olam shemecha lamatitanu Adonai Yohewahe medidarechecha takshiach libeinu miyiratcha shuv leman avadecha Shivtenach valatecha Benitzar yarshu amkachecha Sireinu bosnu mikdashecha Viata donai avinu ata Anach duchach omer Viata yitreinu umasei Yadcha Kulanu al tikto Adonai ad meod Viala etis kor avon hen ba'abetna Amcha kulanu Are kadshecha Ayu midbar Tzion midbar Hayata Yerushalayim Esh v'kol Shem Amar Yifarteinu Asher Hilucha Avoteinu Haya Lisrefat Esh v'kol Machamadeinu Haya Leharba Alele Titapek Adonai Yohewahe Techeshel Ut Enenu Ad Meod Chate Elohecha Elohe Aznecha Ushma Pekach Enecha Ureshemomotenu Behair Asher Nikra Shimhalecha Kilo Altsit Kotenu Anachnu Mapilim Techanunenu Lefanecha Ki Arachamecha Harabim Adonai Shema'a Adonai Salaha Adonai Hikshiva Ve'aseh Alta Achar Leman Ha'elohai Kishim Chanikra Al Ircha Ve'alamecha Kitanari me'afar kumi shvi Yerushalayim tipatki mosre tavarech shvi abat zion ahomotayich Yerushalayim hifkati simrim kol hayom bekol halayla Tamid lo yecheshu hamizkirim et Adonai Yohewahe
אל דמי לכם ואל תיתנו, דמי לו עד יקונן ועד ישים את ירושלים, תהי לה בארץ. נשבע אדוני אוהב ההי, בימינו ובזרוע וזו אם אתם, את דנה נערך. עוד מעט על יובייך, ואם ישתו ונענקר, תדושך אשר יעת. בו, כי מאספיו באוכלו, והילו את אדוני אוהב ההי ומקבציו ישתוהו בחצרותיו. תקום דרכם ציון, כי עד לכם ננה, כי במועד, כי רצו עבדיך את אבניך ואת עפרה יחוננו בוני ירושלים. אדוני אוהב ההי נערכי ישראל יכנס.
And one final action is to remind us to do the Ariz meditation during these 3 weeks, to change Yudke Vavke into Tet Dalet He Dalet, then to change it into Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, and then to change it into Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi. These three names have a gematria of 360, actually 361, which connects us to the Shin of 360, Shin Yud Nun. The word Retzeh is the same letters as Tzara, troubles. This allows us to transform troubles, Tzara, into the will of Hashem, Retzeh, the desires, transforming troubles into opportunities. These same letters of Retzeh have a gematria of 295. When we add Adonai, which is 65, to them, we have a second shin, 360. And these two shins represent the shins of Sim Shalom. Sim Shabbos Shalom has a gematria of 726, which is the two shins that we have created, plus the six names, Tet Dalet He Dalet, Kaf Vav Zayin Vav, Mem Tzadi Pei Tzadi, Elohim, Adonai Yohei Wahei, and one more. There's Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And these six names, add one for each of them. So the 720 of the two shins plus the six names comes to 726, the gematria of the words. Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom. May peace be part of your existence, eventually becoming all of your existence. I wish you all Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your life. And may we all say Amen. Does anyone have any questions?
Amen. Shalom Gadol.
And he couldn't. Shavua Tov. Shalom Gadol. Have a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Shalom.